Good morning.
Good morning.
The first thing I'd like you to do is to sign the registration pads, and hopefully you'll be able to pass it down your pew. And if you haven't picked up your new envelopes for the offering, you can do that on your way out. They're on the back table. I mean, those are two important things: hearing the message and paying the bills. Next Sunday, the ad board will be meeting after service. Today, we'll be having Sunday school, which we haven't had in 6 or 7 weeks. So you're all invited because it's very, very inspiring. The Nurture Committee is going to meet next Sunday morning at 8:45. 8:45 next Sunday, Nurture. Joy will be meeting Tuesday. If you read your newsletter, you saw that we are, for Christian Neighbors this month, it is crackers and tortillas. So let's get the basket filled back there. For once, I remembered to buy something. So that's why I'm saying it, because I know you're all a lot better with memory than I am. By golly, I've run down the whole list. Oh, also, it's important to keep these people in your prayers. And are there any joys or concerns? Rich? Do we know anything more than that?
I do.
Okay.
They came home Saturday. He's actually doing really, really well. I think they have a really good recovery, so it wasn't a serious stroke, but it was a stroke.
So if we want to send him a card, it has to be a box number, doesn't it?
Yes.
Box what? 5:15. Well, I guess we can ring the bell. Mr. High. Oh, yeah, he heard me. Take home your poinsettias. If you're able, will you please stand for the call to worship? Our Lord's table is ready. The time to celebrate is here.
Praise God for His Son, who made atonement for our sin once and for all.
Let us celebrate then. Not as though no change has taken place in our life, but with rejoicing for being saved to a new life.
We come dependent on God's mercy and forgiveness.
Let's continue with the opening prayer. Father of all nations, you have given yourself through your only begotten Son as a radiant light, revealing the path for all to follow who would be delivered from their darkness of sin. Let your light shine upon us, that we may share the joy of knowing your Son as Lord and Savior. In his name we pray. Amen. And now we'll sing number 98, To God Be the Glory.
I'm sure you've heard this already. I hope you have. But I want to wish you all a happy new year. And I trust your new year got off to a good start. This last week for Mary and I think seemed like the longest week in our lives. We had family with us, and on New Year's Day, we had our entire family plus two dogs at our house, and it was good. That was good. Our company from Maryland, they were there for almost 2 weeks, right? And that included the twins, who are 2 years old, who act just like two-year-olds act. And one of the twins, I won't say her name, but one of the twins has a great capacity for
Screaming.
And she has her mom buffaloed, I guess you'd say. And her mom's going to have to learn to deal with that sooner, I hope, rather than later. But, you know, the funny thing was, when mom and dad were off someplace, we didn't have very much of that. But as soon as mom came in the door, she got loud. So, it's amazing when you're a grandparent what you can see that you can't see when you're a parent. So anyway, we had a good time with family, and it took a while for me to get the two youngest granddaughters, the twins, to sit on my lap, but eventually they got there. And they call me the silly grandpa, because I'm doing, you know, trying to make jokes and stuff and teasing, and what's really encouraging for me is when they start to tease me back a little bit, even at 2 years old. So that was fun, and just a reminder that the important things in life are just priceless, you know. And we're thankful for our family and for our kids and for our grandkids, and we know that they're not going to be little very long and things will change, but we're enjoying them while we can. I'm hopeful that you have gotten off to a good start this year. And if you haven't, there's a lot of places to start in the coming year. So let's begin, I guess is what I want to say. We'll do our prayer time as usual, starting with a silent prayer, and remembering the prayer concerns that you have brought, remembering John, and then those on the prayer list. Pastoral prayer, our Lord's Prayer, and then the chorus from Faith We Sing 2203, In His Time. Let's be in an attitude of prayer together. Heavenly Father, this is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing and glad in it. We're thankful for the many opportunities that you grant to us to begin, to do something new, to take a first step of some kind. And it is our prayer that as we enter a new year, that you would help us to see and take advantage of those opportunities that we have to begin anew in areas of our lives where your Spirit guides us and leads us. We're thankful for the blessings of the past and the promise of your blessing and presence for the future. We're thankful for our families, for our friends. We're thankful for this church family. We're thankful for spiritual gifts that come to us because of your love and grace. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, whom we know as Lord and Savior of our lives. We thank you for the gift of your Spirit that helps us sense your presence, who helps us understand your word, and who counsels and comforts us as we live our lives. We're thankful for much, and we give you praise. We acknowledge and confess that we have done that which is wrong in your sight, have not always done that which is good, and we ask for your forgiveness. Pray for the strength of your Spirit to help us live more according to your will and your way. We offer prayers for hurting people. We pray for those who are on our prayer list. We offer prayers for John. Be with him, and we pray that his healing will continue and you'll strengthen him in spirit. We offer prayers for your church. We pray for that larger church that includes many different denominations. Pray for the churches here in our area and Saugatuck and Douglas. And we offer prayers for this church that together we would be faithful to you in sharing your word, and that you would use us to share your love and through word and deed invite people to faith and relationship to you through your Son. We offer prayers for our nation. We pray for our leaders, that you would give them wisdom and understanding and compassion, and that you would use them to achieve your purpose in our nation and in our world. We offer prayers for peace. We pray for those who are working for peace. Bless them and their efforts. We pray for each other this morning. We pray for this worship service. We pray earnestly that your presence would be real among us, and that you would speak to us through your word and through our acts of worship. We might leave this place strengthened and more ready than ever to begin what you called us to do. Hear us now, we ask, as we offer the prayer your Son taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Be reading Psalm 106, found in your pew by hymnal, page 829 and 830, and the response. praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, who is good, whose steadfast love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty doings of the Lord, or show forth all God's praise? Blessed are they who observe justice, who do righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you deliver them, that I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your heritage. Respond. Forebears have sinned. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our forebears, when they were in Egypt, did not consider your wonderful works. They did not remember the abundance of your steadfast love, but rebelled against the Most High at the Red Sea. God saved them for the sake of his holy name, to make known the mighty power of God. God rebuked the Red Sea, and it became dry, and led them through a deep as though a desert. So God saved them from the hand of the foe, and delivered them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them was left. They believed God's word. They sang God's praise. And worshipped a molten image. They exchanged the glory of God for the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore, the Lord intended to destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach, to turn away God's wrath from destroying them. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory to your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord.
Just a moment, we're going to offer a prayer for the sick. And as we have in the past, when I come to the appropriate spot and stop for a moment, you will have the opportunity to speak aloud or silently the names of those we would pray for this morning. Let's be in an attitude of prayer. God of compassion, source of life and health, strengthen and relieve your servants. And give your power of healing to those who minister to their needs, that those for whom our prayers are offered may find help in weakness and have confidence in your loving care. Through him who healed the sick and is the physician of our souls, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This time our ushers will wait upon us and we'll worship God with our tithes and offering. Father, it's our prayer that you would bless the gift that we offer to you this day, and that you would use this offering and us to your honor and to your glory. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
And now we'll sing, "Take My Life and Let It Be," and it's found on 399.
Thank you.
The hymn we just sung is, I remember as a young boy, that being one of my favorite hymns. But I've never liked the title they give it in the hymnal. Take My Life and Let It Be. I always felt it should be, Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated. It says more fully what the song is about. There have been times in my life when I've wanted to say, take my life and let it be alone. But my attitude at that time wasn't very good. So sometimes I'm tempted when I'm working on the bulletin to add that word, consecrated, because that's what it's about, living a Christian life. We have to be consecrated. Scripture this morning is in the book of Exodus, chapter 14, reading verses 1 through 16. Our reading from the Psalms this morning talked about this particular event in the journey of God's people from Egypt into the land promised to Abraham. Exodus 14, verses 1 through 16. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the people of Israel to turn back and encamp near Midgal, and the sea, and you will encamp over against it. For Pharaoh will say of the people of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them, and I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his hosts. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. And they did so. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, the mind of the Pharaoh and his servants was changed towards the people, and they said, what is it that we have done that we have let Israel go from serving us? So he made ready his chariots and took his army with him, and took 600 picked chariots and all the other chariots of Egypt with officers over them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the people of Israel as they went forth defiantly. The Egyptians pursued them, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them encamped by the sea. When Pharaoh drew near, the people of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. They were in great fear. And the people of Israel cried out to the Lord, and they said to Moses, is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us to bring us out of Egypt? Is not this what we said to you in Egypt? Let us alone. Let us serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you only have to be still. The Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward. Lift up your rod and stretch it out, your hand over the sea, and divide it, that the people may go on dry land through the sea. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that you would speak to us anew through your word, through your messenger. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. there is a place, a beginning for everything. For everything. There was a place of beginning, though we really can't remember. We don't have a real accurate history of it. There was a place of beginning for this church. There was a place of beginning for each one of you. Beginnings. And I wonder if you look back on this past year, or the year that's behind us now, if there were some places of beginning for you. And I would say there are going to be many opportunities for beginning in this coming year. Contemplation, procrastination have to give way to action. And those first steps, no matter how uncertain they might be, those steps are the key to our futures. Years ago, Nike had this commercial. I was never really happy with Nike shoes because they were so expensive. And our kids played basketball. And it seems like the basketball team always chose the most expensive shoes. And sometimes they were Nikes. But Nike had this expression that really resonated and still does today. It was simply, just do it. Just do it. There comes a time when we need to begin to take those first steps and move forward. In our scripture lesson, God's people found themselves in a place of beginning. Under Moses' leadership, they had left Egypt. They'd left the slavery. They had left the bondage. And they were a free people traveling to a place that they had heard about, really didn't know much about. It was a land promised to their ancestor Abraham. And they began that journey by leaving Egypt and crossing desert. And on that journey, they dreamed about what they were going to do and where they were going to be. But they'd hardly started when the dream seemed ready to die. They faced what appeared to be an impossible situation. Behind them was the Pharaoh and his army, and they were closing in. They weren't far away. And on the other side of them was the sea. They were boxed in. They were cornered. They had no place to go. And then came the command of God. It wasn't just do it, but pretty close to that. It was go forward. And as the people obeyed, God brought them victory. A way was opened through the sea, and when Pharaoh's army tried to follow, it was destroyed. For God's people, that was a place of beginning. It's here that they truly began to go with God. It was here they began to really trust God. It was here that they really began to obey God. There are few options in that place they were in. They were backed into it. They could drown in the sea. They could be annihilated by the Egyptians, or they could become slaves again. So in a way of speaking, they were at the end of their rope. They were at the bottom of the pit. They had no place to go, no one to turn to. They didn't have many options. And I think that happens in our lives sometimes. After we've exhausted all our resources, when we have done it our way and not very successful, we reach a place where we're at the bottom. And we don't have many options left. And too often, it seems, it's then that we begin with God. It doesn't always happen that way, but often it does. And it takes sometimes some kind of mistake, some kind of tragedy, some kind of mess up that we realize that we just can't do it all by ourselves. And after doing it our way, we begin to do it His way. And the word that God gives to us is not unlike the word He gave to His people when they were trapped between Midadal and the sea. His word was, stand still. Sometimes we need to stand still. And He says, see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. It's a place of beginning, a place where we start to go with God, and it was also a place of beginning to trust God. I read this story about trust, and trusting God is at the heart of our faith. It's a story of it happened some years ago. A group of scientists and botanists were exploring a region of the Alps that prior to that time very, very difficult to get to. And they were looking for new species of flowers. And one day, looking through binoculars, they saw a rare and beautiful flower. It was in a deep ravine. There were cliffs around it on both sides. In order to obtain this rare plant, someone would have to be lowered over a steep cliff by rope. And there was a young boy with them, and so they noticed that he had been watching with curiosity, and they said, we'll pay you if you'll let us lower you down in the valley below to pick that lovely flower for us. And the boy took a long look into the distant valley below, and then he answered, just a minute, I'll be right back. And when he returned, there was an older man with him. And approaching the botanist, the boy said, I'll go over the cliff and get that flower for you if this man holds the rope. He's my dad. He trusted his dad to hold the rope. If we begin with God, if we're going to trust God, we have to trust Him in the same way that this boy trusted his dad. Moses said, stand still. One translation has, stand firm. In other words, if you have decided to let go and let God, you have to trust Him. It means putting His word to the test. God's people had reached this place, and they were beginning to let go and let God, beginning to trust God, beginning to obey God. God said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. I just have to believe that in our lives, as we approach a new year, there are areas, there are things that God wants us to do, places where He wants us to go. And in obeying Him, we have to trust Him, as this boy trusted his dad. And in doing that, we hear God saying, why are you just standing there? Why don't you get started? Why don't you go? Dwight L. Moody told a story about two men. And these two guys were drunk. And they found their way to the dock where there was a boat tied. And what they wanted to do was get home. And they thought the best way was to get into the boat and row it across the bay or the lake, whatever it was. And so that's what they did. They got into the boat, and they rowed, and they rowed all through the night, and they didn't reach the other side. When the sun finally began to come up, they realized they were in exactly the same place where they started. They hadn't lifted the anchor. They hadn't pulled the mooring line. And so there they were, stuck where they started. Moody used that story as an analogy on the way in which many people are striving to enter God's kingdom. He said, they cannot believe because they're tied to the world. And his admonishment was, cut the cord. Cut the cord. Set yourself free from the weight of earthly things, and you will head towards heaven. I think this will be a successful sermon if there is one thing that you realize that you need to begin to do today, this year, this month, this week, to begin to cut the cord, to trust God. Communion, I think, is in many ways a time of beginning. There are things that God wants us to do, and you know what it is that God wants you to do. You know. And He wants you to take those first steps. And this morning, as you receive the elements and pray, could be the first steps of obedience and trust. Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that You would help us to see where we can begin, perhaps even begin anew, to obey You and do not only Your word, but Your way in our lives. Give us insight. Give us courage to take those first steps. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm anxious. Let's turn in our hymnal to page 12 at the beginning, and we'll use a portion of that order of service. Hear the words of invitation. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Pray with me, please. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have rebelled against Your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. I invite you to pray silently now. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. On the night that he was betrayed, Jesus shared a last meal with his disciples. And in the course of the meal, he broke bread and he gave it to them, saying, "Eat, this is my body, which is given for you." And then later in the course of the meal, he shared the cup. And he said, "Take and drink, this is my blood, which is shed for you and many for the remission of sin." Heavenly Father, it's our prayer that as we receive these elements by faith, we might also receive Christ anew into our hearts and lives, and that this might be for each of us a day of new beginnings. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to invite those who are helping serve to come forward now. I'd like to invite you to come forward as usual to receive the elements. Closing hymn will be From Faith We Sing, 2226, Bind Us Together. Please stand.
Bind us together.
you leave this sanctuary, may God go with you, guiding you and helping you always to begin and follow through as well. Amen.